Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. First of all, we have our usual information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service, the Department of Meteorology, the Australian Government Scientific Organisation based in Sydney, New South Wales here in Australia. The ITS reports that solar activity has improved quite substantially since our last program. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has increased to 95, that's 95, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has risen to 41, that's 41. And those figures are substantially greater than what we reported on in our previous broadcast. This means that high frequency propagation will be marginally better in the immediate future, particularly on darkness or semi-darkness paths on long haul routes on frequencies above about 14 megahertz. But we're still moving through cycle 24, that's sunspot cycle 24. We're still in the plateau, and this present cycle is not expected to be completed until around about this time, 2017. That's about 12 months from now.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, and ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together.
In the meantime, we have some schedule information. First of all, from Thailand, the latest schedule for Radio Thailand. It still uses its old call sign, HSK9. That's Hotel Sierra Kilo Niner. Radio Thailand will service. It uses transmitters at the IBB relay station at Udon. Now, local morning services from Radio Thailand, the external services, are as follows. From midnight until midnight 30 on 15590, and that is to Eastern North America in English. It's followed from midnight 30 to 0100 on the same frequency to Western North America, also in English. And from 0100 to 0200 on the same frequency again, 15590 in Thai to Western North America, 0200 to 0230 on the same frequency, English to Eastern North America, and 0230 to 0330 to Eastern North America in Thai. All those transmissions on 15590, 19 metre band. Now from 0530 to 0600, Radio Thailand broadcast on 17640 to Western Europe with the morning program in English to that part of the world. In the evening programs from Radio Thailand, or evening programs in Thailand, begin at 10:00, between 10:00 and 11:00 on 17850 to the nearer Middle East in Thai. Interesting frequency choice, that transmission across the short path, that's the daylight path, travelling in a southwesterly direction, or following the southwesterly Great Circle path into the Middle East. And from 1100 to 1200, using 5875, four transmissions, each of 15 minutes duration, to Southeast Asia. Vietnamese, Khmer, Lao, and Burmese. And 1200 to 1215 on 9390 in Bahasa Malay to Southeast Asia. The same frequency used for various transmissions to Southeast Asia. 1230 to 1300 in English, 13 to 1315 in Japanese, 1315 to 1330 in Mandarin, and 1330 to 1400 in Thai. Now that frequency actually continues right through until the station signs off at 21:15, following the evening broadcast to Western Europe in Thai, which runs from 20:45 to 21:15. So that was some information concerning the current schedule of HSK9 Radio Thailand World Service. Now, we have some other information concerning shortwave broadcasting. This time, some monitoring notes made here in Melbourne recently. It's midwinter here in Melbourne, and high frequencies are not propagating too well in our evening programming period. But this is a summary of some notable frequency occupancies researched recently here across the pre-sunrise period here in Melbourne between 1900 and 1930. And these are all in the 9 megahertz, 31 meter band. 9410, the BBC from the Dubaya relay station in the UAE with its world service in English. And 9420, the Voice of Greece broadcasting in Greek. And 9425, the Voice of Korea in German. The same station on 9870 in French at the same time. And All India Radio on 9445, broadcasting in English. And 9480, China Radio International from the Sirik relay station in Albania, with its programs in French to Europe and the Middle East. And on the next frequency, 9490, the Voice of America from the Kuwait relay station, also broadcasting in French to the same target areas. And 9500, Radio Romania International, with its programs in Romanian. Some frequencies for China Radio International. 9525 from Beijing, the transmitting site at Beijing, in Russian. On 9535 from Baiyang, in Portuguese. 9765 from Beijing, in Portuguese. And those transmissions all intended for Europe, Middle East. There's another frequency, 9655 from Kunming in Turkish. And the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service from Riyadh, broadcasting on 9555 in Arabic. And another frequency for the station is 9675, broadcasting in Turkish. And 9890, frequency used for the Voice of Vietnam by the Wolverton England relay station in Russian. And 9850, the Voice of America from the Lampathon relay station, Germany of course, in Kurdish. And 9775, the Voice of America with the program entitled Hello Darfur, broadcasting from the Vatican Radio relay station at Santa Maria de Galleria, with programming in Sudanese. So quite a lot of activity in the 31 meter band in our pre-sunrise time span here in Melbourne between 1900 and 1930. Radio Romania International is an international broadcasting station which provides very good reception throughout various parts of the world with its multilingual broadcasts in various languages. Station uses 300 kilowatts for its shortwave broadcasting operations from two transmitting sites in Romania, and evening programs now include the following transmissions. So evening programs from Romania to Western Europe. Between 2000 and 2026 on 6170 in French, and 2030 to 2056 on the same frequency in English, and 2030 to 2056 also in English on a recently introduced frequency, 11850. And the same program in English on 13650, this time to Eastern North America, that's in English. Now 2100 to 2156, Radio Romania International broadcast in Spanish to South America on 15170, 19 metres, and 17745, 16 metres. And 2200 to 2256, the English program is carried on four channels, 7325 to East Asia. That's a morning service to East Asia recently introduced for the current transmission season. And on 7430 to Western Europe, 9760 to Western Europe, and on 9790 to East Asia. And the late evening program from Romania, 2300 to 2356 in Spanish to the South American continent, four channels, 9760, 11795, 13730, and 15400. So despite many shortwave broadcasting stations reducing their output or even disbanding their services entirely, Radio Romania International remains operating as the national voice of the government of Romania. Radio Romania International, many frequencies, many languages, and broadcasting to various target areas.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
There's a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue, and he's aiming them at someone, but the question is at who? Is it me or is it you? Hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come, pouring out of the blue. Little arrows for me and for you. You're pouring in love again, pouring in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once, hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then.
Oh, 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 the pain.
Some folks run, others hide, there ain't nothing they can do. And some folks put on armor, but the arrows go straight through. So you see, there's no escape, so why not face it and admit that you love those little arrows when they hurt a little bit. Here they come, pouring out of the blue. Little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once, once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in. again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere.